It's gadget time. The gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp, joins us. You can find him on Twitter at gadget detective. Always a pleasure to have you with us, Fevzi. Shall we start with the main bit of tech news of the week? And this will chime with a lot of people. I've certainly noticed various messages myself from WhatsApp. There's a deadline looming, isn't there?
Yeah, so WhatsApp, the communications app, which is owned, wholly owned by Facebook, last year announced that it was making some changes to its terms and conditions. And there's been a lot of confusion about what those terms mean. Certainly in some parts of the world, it means that WhatsApp would be sharing more data about WhatsApp users with the parent company. Although I have to say they already share a lot. They already share your phone number with Facebook and all the information you use when you registered, including your name and so forth, information about the user's phone and make and model of mobile phone, where you are, and any payments and financial transactions made over WhatsApp, because people actually do transact through WhatsApp as well, and all that information, that already goes to Facebook. So it kind of confuses me a little bit that anyone at all concerned about their privacy is up in arms about this.
Yeah.
I think the truth of it is, so the deadline is today.
Oh, is it today?
So,
goodness me. Because I've ignored these little popping up things so far. I better stop doing that if I want things to continue normally.
Yeah, so you've got choices. So it's not... I think the fact that Facebook aren't pulling the plug on all the WhatsApp users that haven't accepted immediately is a suggestion that they were kind of a bit taken aback, because there was quite a concerted campaign against them last year, and a lot of people went over to competitors like Telegram and Signal, which are apps that do similar things but perhaps don't have the same privacy concerns. And so they are sort of phasing in that people who continue to refuse to sign up to the new terms will over time, you know, find that bits of the service get less and less, although they've said they're not deleting any accounts because they obviously want you to come back.
Chat lists, for example, or
getting your
video calls, things like that we're talking about.
Yeah, so the chat list would be, visibility of the chat list would be one of the first things to go, and one of the last things to go would be the ability to accept incoming video calls.
Yeah, so you'd certainly notice that, wouldn't you? Gosh, yes.
Yeah, you would. I mean, but I think it's interesting because the degree to which they're not grabbing more information at Facebook from WhatsApp in the UK and Europe is because of GDPR, which are these privacy regulations that help protect EU citizens. The worry, I think, in this country is at the moment we're protected by that because when the UK left the EU, it absorbed all EU law into English law and UK law. So the GDPR, we're not strictly under GDPR, we're under a copy of it.
Right.
But our rules and laws can now diverge, and so although we are protected under GDPR as it is now, if GDPR further develops, we won't necessarily develop, and we may scrap it and do away with it. So it is a concern that at the moment we're not as affected as, say, people in the United States by these changes, but we may be in the future because we're not under GDPR anymore. So it's a worry. I would say to people, you know, if you're at all concerned, have a look at Signal and Telegram. They're free apps. All these apps, including WhatsApp, are end-to-end encrypted. That means that as the communication leaves your phone and arrives at the other phone, during that journey, it's encrypted. And Facebook say, well, that means we can't listen to your conversation, we can't see. But they get what is sort of called metadata, which sounds a bit zen, but it's basically everything about the call except for the contents of the call. But imagine, you know, the people think, oh, well, that's okay then. But just imagine, they've got your location and they've got who you ring and where you go. Yeah. So a person visits a hospital. They're there for several hours. They then come home and they ring their mother late in the evening. The conversation lasts an hour and a half, and we can see that the part of the hospital they visited was the oncology department. Or imagine that a man is married, his wife's phone leaves the house at 6 o'clock every Friday evening and doesn't return till Monday, she's away for work. And then another phone enters the house, usually that evening. There are also late night calls to that phone number. you don't actually need to know the contents of those calls to understand what's happening in those situations.
Well, the thing is, you might put two and two together and make four with dire consequences, or you might put two and two together and make five with dire consequences.
Yes, and either way, it's not good, is it?
No,
so,
exactly.
The consequences being dire, obviously, but it just that they you know, these euphemisms like community charge and metadata, yeah, they often we give ugly things pretty names sometimes, and metadata does sound kind of zen, but it's basically everything about the call, and it's all the pieces of information will seem innocuous and are innocuous on their own. But in combination, they are very telling. I've just, in those examples, I've just really combined, you know, when the calls are made, who they're made to, and where you are. But there is so much more that they already know about you that right. they can combine. And is, you know, they say about Google that Google knows when your daughter's pregnant before you do. I would posit that they also know who the father is. It's quite incredible what you can deduce from data.
Of course, they're not, neither, you know, WhatsApp nor the parent company Facebook are here to put their side of it. But they do say that they've been a victim of misinformation, which has a strange kind of irony to it. What exactly are they talking about there?
Well, I think what they're talking about is the fact that, that there has been a lack of clarity about what data already goes to Facebook from WhatsApp and what will go under these changes. And... you know, yes, some people have misreported that. I think that's correct. But I think that that's born out of a lack of clarity by Facebook myself. But yes, some people were making claims that were even more scary than the reality, I think.
Thank you very much for all of that. Very useful as ever. And on we go to Gadget of the Week. And you've surprised me again. Fevzi, I didn't see a mug coming. Tell us more.
I feel like a bit of a mug.
Go on.
Well, I have to give you fair warning. This is a luxury item. It is not cheap, okay? But I have one of these, and it is. It makes me happy every day, and I think probably for that reason I love it.
Oh, my Lord. I've just seen the price, actually, for the first time.
They're not cheap. Although I'll come to that. So you're talking three figures, right? So, But there are ways of getting them cheaper from time to time, so I'll explain that in a moment.
Okay.
So this is a mug. The brand is called Ember, E-M-B-E-R, as in, you know, the dying embers of a thing. And it's a mug. It's called a temperature control mug. So it's a mug, very stylish, available in black, white, and various metallic colours as well. And it keeps your tea and coffee warm, but it doesn't keep it warm in the way that, you know, it's like a thermos with lots of layers or a lid on it or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Built into the mug, invisible, is a battery and a heating element in the base of the mug. And the saucer of the mug, if you see, there's a matching saucer. So I've got mine in a sort of matte black colour, and the matching saucer is the charger. And you may see at the base of the mug, there's a little light that comes on in different colours. And what it is you use an app. Your mug has an app, also compatible with the Apple Watch, by the way. Using the app, you decide what temperature you would like to have your drink at and what temperature you would like the mug to keep your drink at.
Oh,
so that can be between 50 degrees centigrade and 62.5. So I go for 62.5. If I could go a bit higher, I would, but 62.5 is fine. So what happens is your mug is charged because it's been on the saucer, and you pour a hot drink in. It might be, I don't know, you make a cappuccino at 85 degrees, let's say. You pour it in. The light at the base is flashing. That's pulsing rather than not flashing. It's pulsing like an ember.
Hang on, what's the difference between pulsing and flashing? Gotcha. It's more of a glow on, glow off. Yes.
Yeah, it's not flashing.
There's a flick on, flick
way.
Off.
Yeah, it will take like several seconds to go from fully on to fully off.
Right.
And what that's telling you is that the temperature of the contents is not at the temperature that you wanted. And usually when you've just poured it, it means it's too hot. As it loses temperature and it gets to, let's say, in my case, 62.5 degrees, the light goes solid. It now tells me, Fevzi, this is the temperature that you wanted. A notification is sent to my watch and to my but it doesn't matter. You can just see it on the thing. The notifications, I suppose, you know, a useful reminder if, like me, you talk a lot on the phone and you think, oh, you know, the number of teas and coffees, the change that this has made for me, I have to say, is this. I have either been drinking drinks far too quickly because I wanted to drink them before, you know, they went completely cold. Or I've just had a mouthful of a cold drink, and then I'm just thinking, do I really want that? Can I be bothered to go downstairs and microwave? No, I'm not going to do that. And then that gets poured away. And this one, the battery can keep it warm for about, depending on the temperature you set it to, but let's say about an hour and 20 minutes. And still an hour, and it's quite surreal because you're not used to seeing an hour and 20 minute old drink still have a little heat rising off it, you know? And if it's on the, if you keep it on the little saucer, it's sort of halfway between a saucer and a coaster. If you keep it on that, you can actually keep the same drink going all, literally all day. Which, if you like me on the phone and, you know, doing the odd bit of, you know, jiggery pokery on the radio, and your drink goes cold, I've got one next to me now. It's going to be lovely. After this, I'm going to have a sip of my coffee. It'll be wonderful.
No deterioration of flavour at all, as far as you can determine.
Because you don't know. Not for me. I mean, I've had several teas with it, and I've had these sort of cappuccinos that you make from powder, you know. I won't say I'm the world's great coffee aficionado. But having said that, what doesn't happen is you don't get that sort of congealed layer on it, which is what you get when the temperature drops too low, right? So it's great. I love it. And it surprises me every time because it's still warm. You think, oh, okay. It's just because something that's happened to you your whole life, which is, I know it's a first world problem. I know it is. Yeah. But something, you know, you're used to certain things happening, and you're used to when you return to a drink that you've forgotten, you're used to, blah, it's cold. And now it's lovely. And
of course,
quality of life issue.
And all those drinks that you won't waste money by throwing away. Heavens, it'll pay for itself within decades, I would have thought.
Or centuries, perhaps.
Yes.
Right. So let's come to the price. So it's stainless steel construction with a ceramic layer around it. So it's kind of, it feels ceramic, but it actually warms your hands as you hold it as well, which I think is quite nice. So prices. It comes in two sizes. I recommend the bigger size. So one that's 414 mil, mm-hmm. and one that's 295 mil. And don't be deceived, because the mug, you might think I'll go for the smaller one because it looks big enough, but don't forget that the base of the mug doesn't contain fluid.
It's like a built-up shoe, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. So maybe a centimetre or something at the base you're losing. So the bigger one is better. Now, list prices, here's the shocking bit, $129.95 for the larger one and $99.95 for the smaller one. It's a very classy item. They actually sell them in the Apple store, you know, and Apple don't sell a lot of third-party stuff. But I have noticed that every now and then you get amazing deals on these at places like, I'll say it because it's them, it's Costco.
Right.
I noticed, for example, that the travel mug version of this, and there is a travel version, is currently less than £60. And that one's normally more expensive, you know, more expensive than these. And I noticed, although it's out of stock now, that that Costco were doing the smaller version of this for £54, but it's now out of stock. So if you look around, there will be deals. But you can't justify it on the price basis. But what I would just say to you is that I sort of fell in love with my mug, and I would be sad without it. And in these days where I spend far too much time at home, you know, small pleasures are sometimes worthwhile. I think so. On that basis, I've given it 4 stars out of 5. I would have liked to have been able to set the temperature that it keeps it at higher than 62.5. That's just me. I like my drinks particularly hot, and right. I think the reason why they don't do that is the higher the temperature you require, the faster the battery would run down. But I would sort of like the option because I could put it on the saucer, and the saucer is the charger, by the way. So underneath the mug, there's two concentric copper coloured rings. Those are the rings that contact, and then in the saucer, and it just looks like a matching saucer. There's two little pins that stick up. You can hardly notice them, and when you put it in place, those two pins touch the each of the two rings on the underside, and it charges it up. One word of warning:
yes.
No dishwasher, no microwave oven, hand wash.
Oh well, think of the time that you'd lose on that, as you say, first world concerns. But a brilliant item. Thank you for choosing that.
I'll tell you one
today.
Other thing, which I'll just tell you briefly. You can track your caffeine content into the Apple Health app. your caffeine intake can be tracked.
Truly gone bonkers. That's wonderful. Oh, yes. Fevzi, don't ever go away. You can follow him on Twitter at Gadget Detective. We shall talk again next week at the same time. Lovely stuff. Thank you.